Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be exploring...
Authenticity.
Yeah, authenticity. What does it even mean?
In relationships.
In modern relationships, yeah. You guys shared some crazy stories with us on Reddit, and frankly, they're the kind of situations that make you...
Question everything.
Yeah, you question everything. Like, what is even real anymore?
Right. And it's not just romantic relationships. We're talking about family dynamics.
Family's all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's just jump right in. This first story, a guy discovers his girlfriend's been using AI to write those really sweet, emotionally intelligent texts that she sends after they've had an argument. You know the ones like where you read it and you're like, wow, she's really taking the time to process this.
It's like the digital age love letter.
Exactly. Yeah. But she's been using Snapchat's AI to do the heavy lifting. The guy stumbles across her chat history and realizes these heartfelt apologies and, you know, these deep thoughts are basically just chatbot creations.
It's like finding out your favorite band lip syncs all their concerts.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, like, is it the thought that counts or the source of the thought?
It really does.
You know, I get it. Maybe you're not the best with words and AI can help you kind of get your feelings out there. But I don't know. There's a difference between getting a little help and outsourcing your entire emotional landscape to a computer program. What do you think about that?
It feels almost deceptive.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lack of transparency. And in the story, the guy even describes it as emotional plagiarism.
Wow.
Which I think is very insightful. Because it is. It's like she's taking credit for these feelings that are not her own.
And it makes you wonder how this is shaping all of our expectations. Like, are we getting so used to perfectly crafted digital conversations that we're losing touch with what real, like, messy human connection is supposed to look like?
It's like we're setting ourselves up for failure.
Yeah.
Because real relationships are messy.
Yes.
They require effort and compromise.
They do.
And vulnerability. You can't have those things with a chatbot.
No, you can't. Okay, so moving on from AI-generated apologies, we have a completely different family dynamic, but one that is just as complex. Imagine this. You're 35 years old, your dad passed away, and your mom, bless her heart, finds love again.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
Right.
But here's the twist. Her new fiancé is younger than you.
Younger than you.
And wants you to call him dad.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah. It's straight out of a sitcom.
It is.
But for the people involved, this is real life.
Definitely.
And, you know, the son in the story, he's still grieving his father. The fiance's longing for this connection. You know, maybe he didn't have a great relationship with his dad growing up. And the mom is stuck in the middle trying to blend this, you know, Brady Bunch situation.
It really highlights the challenges of blended families.
Oh, absolutely.
And the unspoken rules we have around grief and loss.
And loyalty. Like, where do your loyalties lie?
Absolutely.
You know, is it fair to expect him to just erase his dad and embrace this new guy?
And can you force that kind of bond?
Especially with the age gap. It's a lot to unpack.
It is, and it makes you think about how we even define family in the 21st century.
Totally.
You know, it's not just blood anymore.
It's not. It's about those chosen connections and navigating those complicated feelings of loss and trying to honor both the past and the present.
It's a beautiful but messy thing.
Yes, very much so. Okay. So we've gone from robot emotions to family drama. Now, we're going to dive into a story about honesty, privacy, and boundaries. And honestly, this one really hit me hard. A woman decides to snoop through her fiancé's private messages.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's never good.
But she had reason to be suspicious, right?
Okay.
She noticed he was spending a lot of time with a friend of hers, like more than usual, and he was acting differently, kind of distant and preoccupied.
So she went looking for answers.
She did, and what she found was way worse than she could have imagined. He was venting to his best friend about her, and not just like harmless complaining like, oh, she leaves her dishes in the sink. Like, he was making brutal criticisms about her personality.
Not lunch.
Yeah, her habits, her appearance.
That's rough.
The worst part is, he wasn't even defending her when his friend was piling on. He was basically agreeing with all these negative judgments.
So it's like he's living a double life.
Yes.
Presenting this loving persona to her.
Exactly.
And then, you know, this resentment and negativity behind her back.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you come back from that? Even if they can work through the snooping issue, how do you rebuild trust when you realize the person you thought you knew is presenting a completely different version of themselves to the world?
It makes you question everything about the relationship.
It does. Like, is anything real?
Right.
And it raises these uncomfortable questions about honesty. Like, we all need to vent sometimes, right?
I do.
But there's a difference between confiding in a friend and tearing your partner down behind their back.
Especially to someone who doesn't even know them.
Exactly. It's like he was creating this echo chamber of negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, let's pause here for a sec. If you were this woman, what would you even do? Where would you even start to unpack this?
I think there are a lot of factors to consider.
Yeah.
Like, what's their communication style like?
Mm-hmm.
Are they confrontational or do they avoid conflict?
Right.
What's the history of their relationship?
Yeah. Are there already trust issues?
Exactly.
And probably most importantly, how emotionally mature are both people?
Right. Can they have a difficult conversation without blaming each other?
Without getting defensive.
And are they willing to work towards a solution?
That's huge. Okay, so what are some of the things that people should try to avoid in this situation?
Well, jumping to conclusions without getting all the facts,
mm-hmm.
it's important to hear both sides of the story.
Yeah.
And try to understand the context of the messages.
Okay, so don't overreact before you have all the information.
Right. And also, don't just avoid the issue altogether.
Okay.
Sweeping things under the rug might seem easier.
In the moment.
But it can lead to resentment and erode trust even further.
So basically, communication is key. But like, how do you even begin to have a productive conversation when there's this much hurt and betrayal involved?
It's not easy, that's for sure. I think the most important thing is to create a safe space.
Okay.
Where both partners feel heard and understood. It's about being vulnerable, being honest, even when it's painful.
Because the goal isn't to win an argument.
Right.
It's to understand each other.
Exactly. To build those bridges of understanding, create that space where both people feel safe and respected.
Okay, so we've covered AI, blended families, snooping, and now I think it's time to step back for a minute and think about what all of these stories have in common.
I think the common thread here is authenticity.
Yes.
How do we define that in the digital age?
Exactly. When technology is blurring the lines between what's real and what's not.
Right. We have AI creating emotions. We have blended families struggling with new roles. And we have this disconnect between the personas we present online and our true selves.
It's almost like we're all speaking this new language of emojis and memes, but we've forgotten how to just be real with each other.
And that disconnect can lead to so much pain and misunderstanding.
It can. So as we move on to the next story, let's keep that in mind. These stories are fascinating, but they also hold up a mirror to our own lives and make us think about how we relate to each other in this crazy digital world we live in.
It's a whole new landscape we're navigating.
It is, and I'm glad we're navigating it together.
Me too.
Okay, so let's jump into the next one. This one is about, well, I don't want to give too much away, but let's just say it involves AI in a way that you probably haven't even considered.
This next story you wanted to unpack really highlights how blurry those lines between digital and real life can get.
Hmm.
Imagine finding out your best friend is using an AI companion app.
Oh. Okay.
But it's designed to be a romantic partner.
Okay, now this is where things get really interesting because I feel like we've all dabbled with AI chatbots at this point, you know, just out of curiosity.
Oh, yeah.
But a full-blown AI romantic partner.
It's a whole other level.
Yeah, that takes things to a whole new level.
And the research that you sent me.
Yeah.
Shows that there is a growing trend.
Really?
Of people, especially younger generations, forming deep emotional attachments to AI companions.
It makes you wonder why, though.
Yeah.
Like, are people just that lonely? Or is there something about these AI companions that fulfills a need that maybe traditional relationships just can't?
It's probably a combination of factors.
Yeah.
You know, technology is evolving so rapidly that these AI companions are becoming incredibly sophisticated.
Yeah.
They can learn your preferences.
I mean, you see it with the chatbots.
Yeah.
Like, you can have an actual conversation with them.
And they can adapt to your mood.
Wow.
And provide that personalized attention that can feel really, really real, even if it's simulated.
But real life relationships are hard.
They are.
They're messy. They require effort, compromise, vulnerability. And you just don't get that with an AI companion.
But that's where the ethical dilemma comes in, right?
Yeah.
Because as tempting as it might be to retreat into this perfect digital romance.
Yeah, it sounds pretty good right about now.
Right. But it really makes you question our ability to form and maintain those healthy real-world relationship.
It's like, how do you compete with perfection? You know, if you're constantly comparing your human partner to this flawless AI counterpart, it's like, it's just not a fair comparison.
And then you have the potential for manipulation.
Oh, wow.
These AI companions are literally designed to be engaging and addictive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
They're going to learn what you want to hear, and they're going to cater to your every need.
So you're basically interacting with a reflection of your own desires.
Yeah, exactly. It's the ultimate echo chamber.
Which can lead to a very distorted view of reality, I imagine.
That's a scary thought. What happens when people start to prefer those AI companions to real human interaction?
Yeah. Where do we go from there?
It's a question we need to start thinking about now.
Absolutely, because this technology is not going away.
It's only going to get more advanced.
Okay, so speaking of blurred lines, this next story takes us back to family dynamics, but with a twist that I guarantee you haven't seen coming.
Okay, I love a good twist.
You remember that story about the 35-year-old whose mom's fiance wanted him to call him dad?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this one flips the script. Imagine you're a young woman and your dad starts dating someone new after your mom passes away. Totally understandable.
Yep.
But then you find out his new girlfriend is your childhood bully.
Oh, wow.
Talk about awkward family dinners.
That's intense.
And to make matters worse, the dad is totally oblivious to their history.
Oh, no.
He's just head over heels, and he can't understand why his daughter is being so resistant.
So you have the daughter dealing with past trauma, the girlfriend who may be carrying guilt or denial.
Right. Maybe she hasn't even acknowledged what she did.
And then the dad is caught in the middle, completely clueless.
It's like a recipe for disaster.
And it brings up a really tough question.
Yeah.
How much are we obligated to forgive and forget for the sake of family?
For family harmony.
Yeah. Is it fair to expect this woman to welcome her former tormentor into her life?
Especially if there hasn't been a genuine apology or any kind of acknowledgement of the pain that was caused.
Exactly. It's not about just pretending it never happened.
Right. It's about addressing the hurt and finding a way to move forward.
If that's even possible.
Yeah, and I think it also raises questions about what forgiveness really means.
Oh, absolutely.
Is it something we do for the other person, or is it ultimately about freeing ourselves?
From the burden of anger and resentment.
Exactly.
And I think it can be both.
Okay.
You know, forgiveness can be incredibly healing, both for the person who is wronged and the person seeking forgiveness.
But it can't be forced.
No, it has to be genuine.
It takes time.
And self-reflection.
Mm-hmm.
And a willingness to confront those difficult emotions.
And in this situation, you also have the dad's obliviousness, which adds another layer of complexity.
It does.
He's so focused on his own happiness that he's missing the emotional turmoil his daughter is going through.
Which, again, is common in blended families.
Yeah.
The adults are so wrapped up in their own desires.
Exact.
That they can easily overlook the needs of the children.
It's like they forget that they're not just creating a new relationship for themselves. They're creating a whole new family dynamic.
Right. And that takes a lot of work and communication and empathy.
So much more than just falling in love.
It is. And it's not always easy.
So how do you navigate a situation like this? Where do you even begin when there's so much history and unresolved pain?
I think honesty is always a good place to start.
Okay.
The daughter needs to be honest with her dad about how she's feeling. And the dad needs to be willing to listen and try to understand her perspective, even if it's difficult.
And the girlfriend.
She needs to acknowledge the past.
Yeah.
And take responsibility for her actions.
So it sounds like a lot of therapy.
It might be. But even with professional help, there's no guarantee of a happy ending.
That's true.
These situations are incredibly messy.
And sometimes the healthiest solution is to create some distance, at least until everyone has had time to process their emotions.
And figure out what they need to move forward.
Okay, so we've explored AI companions, revisited blended families, and now for our final deep dive, we're going to tackle a story that touches on a topic that's both universal and deeply personal.
Okay, hit me.
Regret.
Oh, regret.
Yeah, that feeling of what if and longing for a second chance.
Everyone has experienced that at some point.
Absolutely. And this story really captures that sense of what could have been.
Tell me more.
Imagine you're in your late 20s. You've got a good job, a stable relationship, basically everything you thought you wanted.
Sounds pretty good so far.
Right.
What's the catch?
But then you run into your first love, the one that got away.
Oh, no.
And suddenly, all those feelings come rushing back.
The what could have been scenario.
Exactly. And the woman in this story is completely thrown off balance.
It makes sense.
Her current relationship starts to feel dull and predictable compared to the passion and intensity she remembers.
So now she's facing a choice.
A really tough choice.
Does she stay in the comfortable, familiar relationship?
The safe choice.
Or does she take a leap of faith and pursue a love that feels more aligned with her true desires?
Which is terrifying.
It is, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
Her first love is married.
Oh, no, it's always something, isn't it?
It's never simple, is it?
No.
So now you're not just talking about rekindling an old flame.
Right.
There are ethical considerations, potential heartbreak.
So much heartbreak.
And the risk of disrupting multiple lives.
And not just her own.
No. And the story really dives into her emotional turmoil.
I bet.
She's questioning everything.
Yeah, like, did she make the wrong choice?
Exactly. Did she settle for security instead of true love?
And now she's battling guilt and desire and this overwhelming sense of regret.
It's like that classic grass is always greener syndrome.
Yeah.
When we're in a rut, we tend to romanticize the past.
And project all our unmet needs onto a former love.
Right. But it's important to remember that the past is the past for a reason.
Okay, so if it's not just romanticizing the past, then how do you know when a relationship, even a good one, just isn't serving you anymore?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is.
How do we distinguish between nostalgia and a genuine realization that we've outgrown a relationship?
And how do we make peace with the choices we've made, even the ones that lead to regret?
That's where self-reflection comes in.
Okay.
Asking ourselves those tough questions.
Mm-hmm.
What are my true needs and desires?
Mm-hmm.
Am I holding on to this relationship out of fear or obligation?
Yeah.
What would it take for me to feel truly fulfilled and happy?
And sometimes those answers lead us to make really difficult decisions.
Like ending a relationship.
Even if it means hurting someone you love.
Exactly. But sometimes walking away is the bravest and most loving thing we can do.
For both people.
Right. It's about recognizing that sometimes holding on does more damage than letting go.
Okay, so we've talked about the complexities of AI, the challenges of blended families, the weight of regret, and the courage to make difficult choices. And what strikes me is that through all of these stories, there's this underlying theme of authenticity.
That's a great point.
Like, in a world that's constantly telling us who we should be and what we should want, it's more important than ever to stay true to ourselves.
To our values, our needs, our desires.
Absolutely. Because ultimately, the most fulfilling relationships, whether they're romantic, familial, or platonic, stem from that place of self-acceptance.
And when we're comfortable in our own skin, we can show up more fully in our relationships.
And we're less likely to settle for less than we deserve.
Right, and more likely to attract people who appreciate us for who we truly are.
I love that.
Yeah.
And speaking of authenticity, this next story takes us into a whole other realm.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
A realm where the lines between reality and virtuality get so blurred that it's almost impossible to tell where one ends and the other begins.
This sounds fascinating.
It is. Imagine meeting someone online, falling in love, building what seems like the perfect relationship.
All online.
All within this virtual world.
Like a video game.
Exactly. And this isn't science fiction.
No, not anymore.
The technology is here.
And it's only getting more advanced.
So it's like online dating, but on steroids.
It's about creating a shared reality.
Wow.
Where you can interact with other people, explore new worlds, even build a life together, all without ever physically meeting.
That's wild.
And this story explores what happens when one of the partners in this virtual relationship isn't who they claim to be.
Okay, so it's like catfishing, but even deeper.
Exactly. It's not just about pretending to be someone else. It's about creating this idealized version of yourself.
Like a curated persona.
Right. You can control how you look, how you sound, how you behave. You can be anyone you want to be.
It's like taking your Instagram profile to the extreme.
And for some people, that's incredibly appealing.
I can see that, especially for people who struggle with social anxiety or who feel like they don't fit in.
It's a way to escape those pressures and judgments.
And create a persona that feels more aligned with your true desires.
But it raises the question, can you build genuine intimacy if you're not being your authentic self?
Right. At what cost?
Because ultimately, those carefully crafted facades will crumble.
And then what happens? How do you deal with the fallout when you realize the person you thought you knew was just a carefully constructed illusion?
It's a heartbreaking scenario, and it really highlights the importance of being true to ourselves.
Even in the digital realm.
Especially in the digital realm.
Because the lines are getting blurrier and blurrier.
They are.
And it's more important than ever to remember that authenticity and vulnerability are essential for real connection.
Whether it's online or in person.
Exactly.
We need to be mindful of the personas we create.
And the impact our actions have on others, even in virtual spaces. So as we wrap up this story and move on to the final one, I want to leave you with this thought. In a world where technology is constantly evolving and the lines between reality and virtuality are becoming increasingly blurred, how do we stay true to ourselves and create meaningful connections? It's a question we all need to be asking ourselves.
This last story you shared with us, it's It's about a situation I think a lot of people will relate to in some way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, imagine you've dedicated, years of your life to building a career, and then one day you wake up
Uh-oh.
and realize it's completely sucking the life out of
The
you.
golden handcuffs. You're
Exactly.
making good money. You have the stability, but you're just miserable inside.
And it's so common,
Yeah.
especially I think of those high-paying or, prestigious professions.
Yeah.
There's this pressure to just be grateful.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you're not allowed to complain.
You've got it all,
Right, you're supposed to want this.
but you're dying inside.
But the reality is, success doesn't always equal fulfillment.
No, it does not.
And sometimes taking care of yourself means walking away from something.
Even if it looks good on paper.
Yes, that
Even
makes
if everyone else thinks you're crazy.
Exactly.
So in this story, this person finally reaches their breaking point,
Yeah.
quits their job
Wow.
to the shock and disapproval of everyone around them.
Yeah, their family and friends are like, what are you doing?
Yeah, are you
You're
crazy?
throwing away your future.
But they decide to pursue a totally different path. You know, something that actually speaks to their soul.
It's a huge risk.
Oh yeah, financially, emotionally, the whole nine yards.
But it's a risk that comes from this deep desire to live a more authentic life.
To be true to themselves.
Exactly. And of course, there are challenges.
Oh yeah.
Financial uncertainty, self-doubt, the pressure to conform.
All of that good stuff,
Yeah.
yeah.
But they also experience this newfound sense of freedom
Yeah.
and purpose.
And probably joy. It's like sometimes you have to veer off the beaten path to find what you're really looking for.
I think that's so true.
Okay, so we've talked about AI companions, blended family drama, the weight of regret, the courage to pursue a more authentic career path.
A lot to unpack.
A lot. And thinking about all these stories, it's amazing to me how each of them, in their own way, touches on this idea of choice.
That's such a great point.
Like we're not just passengers in our own
We have
life.
agency.
We do. We have the power to make choices, even small ones, that can change our direction.
And create a more fulfilling life.
Exactly. And sometimes those choices mean saying no to things that no longer serve us,
Right?
even if they look good to everyone
Even
else.
if it's what society expects of us.
It's about prioritizing our own needs, our values, our desires, even if they're different.
Even if they're unconventional.
Exactly.
And it's not about judging others for the choices they make.
No, not at all.
It's about honoring our own unique path.
Creating a life that feels right for us.
Absolutely, life that feels authentic.
That's the key word, isn't it?
It is.
It's authenticity.
It's about showing up as our true selves in every aspect of our lives
In our relationships, our work, our creative
and
pursuits.
in our interactions with the world around
And
us.
that can be scary,
It can be terrifying.
but it's also incredibly liberating.
It is because when we're living authentically,
Yeah.
we're no longer trying to fit into someone else's mold.
You're free to be who we truly are.
Imperfect.
Messy and beautifully human.
So beautifully said.
So, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive.
I agree.
It's been an incredible journey exploring these stories with you
It really has.
and with all of you listening out there.
Thank you for sharing your stories with us.
Yes, thank you for trusting us with your experiences, your vulnerabilities, and for being part of this conversation.
Because ultimately, it's through these conversations that we learn and grow and connect with each other on a deeper level.
And isn't that what it's all about? So, as we sign off today, let's all make a conscious effort to embrace our authentic selves,
Yes.
to connect with others from a place of vulnerability and compassion.
And to keep asking those tough questions.
The questions that challenge us to grow
And to evolve.
and to create a world where everyone feels seen, heard, and valued.
Beautifully said.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time, may we all find the courage to live love and create with open hearts and open minds.